Vai dans elle, Samy.
Yeah. Welcome, El Samen, the good Genesis. Well, we're going to pass in store to look at the LMY for the day, the Mwas Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Yeah. Can I see all the mothers today?
Må vi se alle møderne i dag?
Congratulations for being wonderful mothers.
Tillykke, fordi du er mor.
Yeah, because if it's not my mother, maybe I'll not be born into this world.
Fordi hvis ikke det havde været for møderne, så var jeg ikke født.
Yeah. So today I have something special.
I dag har jeg noget særligt.
Yeah. First I'll start to... Now it is a season for... Even spring season in Denmark.
I øjeblikket der er det såsæson, altså det årstid, hvor vi skal ud og så og plante.
Yeah. And then before I used to live in Copenhagen region, but now that I live in the more countryside area, I'm so delighted to see like all the farming and the big pieces of land.
Før boede jeg i København, men nu hvor jeg er kommet lidt længere ud på landet, så er jeg så begejstret over at se, at der bliver kommer noget op på markerne og alt landbruget her.
Yeah. And then I remember when I saw them, the land starting to prepare them from the beginning, and then the tractors planting them the crops, and now when you look at the fields, everywhere it looks like yellow or green.
Først så var det jo, at jorden blev forarbejdet og gjort klar, og så blev sæden sået ud. Og nu kan vi se, at markerne er både gule og grønne, og det hele det vokser.
So that gave me an inspiration to what I wanted to talk about today.
Og det har inspireret mig til det, jeg vil tale om i dag.
First I was thinking about when I look at the fields of land, then I said, my mind is the same way they do the preparation is the same way I'm supposed to prepare my mind.
Og først så tænkte jeg på, at mit sind, det er ligesom jorden, der skal bearbejdes først. Den skal først gøres klar.
And then when it is ready, then you can plant the seeds into your mind, and then they will reproduce and bring out the gifts or the fruits from the Holy Spirit.
Og når dit sind er gjort klar, så kan du plante og så det, der skal sås i sindet, sådan så det kan vokse op og give frugt og blive til mere.
So the picture I was showing on the screen.
Det billede jeg har op på skærmen.
It's just a flower pot, but it wants to represent like our mind, like it's the fruits or it's the plant growing up from your mind.
Så det er altså for at illustrere, at her der har vi vores sind, det er selve potten, det er der hvor jorden er, og så det der vokser op af, der hvor frugten kommer, det kommer fra vores tanker, vores sind.
So I was I'm going to read from the book of Romans chapter 12.
Så vi skal læse fra Romerbrevet kapitel 12.
And verse 2.
Og vers 2.
Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and what is pleasing to him and is perfect.
Og tilpas jer ikke denne verden, men lad jer forvandle ved at sindet fornyes, så I kan skønne, hvad der er Guds vilje, det gode, det som behager ham, det fuldkomne.
Yeah. So your body is like a vessel.
Så din krop er som karret.
The way you see the pot, the flower pot.
Der du kan se selve urtepotten.
Yeah. It's like the vessel carrying the mind.
Det er ligesom den det kar, hvor at sindet befinder sig.
Although you cannot see yourself the mind yourself, but you can only be aware of it.
Du kan ikke selv se dit sind. Du kan bare være opmærksom på det.
And you are aware of it through your feelings that you have maybe like you're feeling bad or you're feeling well.
Du kan være opmærksom på dit sinds tilstand på den måde du føler dig. Det kan være du føler dig dårlig til mode eller du har det godt.
So just the same way like in the planting season now, you're planting and they're planting seeds into the physical soil. So we are always planting seeds into our mind.
Og ligesom man her i såtiden er i gang med at plante og så i jorden, så planter vi hele tiden og sår hele tiden noget ind i vores sind.
So you have to make sure that you're planting the right seeds into your mind.
Så er det vigtigt at du sørger for at det du planter og det du sår i dit sind, det er det rigtige.
Because it says what you plant is what you will reap.
Fordi der står at hvad du sår, skal du også høste.
So if you want to plant like let's say flowers or rose flowers, you cannot plant another type of flower and get a rose flower.
Hvis du nu gerne vil have roser, så kan det altså ikke nytte noget, du sår tulipaner, så kommer der jo ikke roser op.
Ja. So it's the same way like you cannot plant hatred and you expect to reap love from the world.
Du kan heller ikke så had og forvente at høste kærlighed til verden.
And then just as you see in the fields now, they are planting season, they also process of weeding where they remove unwanted plants from the soil. The weeding like okay.
No, yeah. Der er ligesom der er en tid for at man sår, så er der også en tid hvor man skal have fjernet ukrudtet.
Yeah. And those are the seeds which come to destroy the crops so that the crops don't grow as they were intended to.
Det er de korn eller frø, som ligesom kommer for at ødelægge kornet, det som ikke skal være der.
So I remember at one time I was praying to God that recently, like when I was going for a driving test.
Jeg kan huske på et tidspunkt, jeg skulle op til køreprøve, og så bad jeg til Gud.
I was going for the driving test, but in my mind I was planting the seeds of what if something happens wrong, or what if we come to a roundabout and maybe it turns the light turns to yellow or red, and then by mistake, so I'm planting the wrong seeds into my mind.
Jeg skulle jo til køreprøve, men jeg plantede en hel masse forkerte ting i mit sind. Med, jamen, hvad nu hvis jeg kommer til en rundkørsel, og hvad nu hvis jeg ikke kan finde ud af, når lyset skifter fra rød til grøn. Og...
Yeah. So I was planting those seeds. Then I one day I just came and I was silent. Then I recalled my mind. I said, actually I'm planting the wrong seeds. What I'm supposed to concentrate is on everything that will go wrong will go right in my driving test.
Det jeg blev klar over, det var jo, det var forkert sæd, jeg såede. Fordi det jeg skulle fokusere på, det var ikke alt det, der skulle gå galt, men at tingene skulle gå rigtigt.
And you know what happened? The first time I went for the driving test.
Og første gang jeg var op til køreprøve, ved I hvad der skete?
Ja, yeah. I was telling myself, I'm going to do it, but in my mind I've been planting the wrong seeds in my...
Så sagde jeg til mig selv, nu klarer jeg det, men jeg havde jo plantet det forkerte i mit sind. Yeah.
So the worst that happened, I was not even able to drive for more than 10 minutes.
Og jeg var faktisk ikke i stand til at køre mere end 10 minutter.
Yeah. Immediately we went out with the driving examiner, and then I came to a junction. I was I forgot to check on my left side because a cyclist was coming fast and it's in Copenhagen region.
Jeg kørte ud med den motorsagkyndige, og så kom vi til et sted, hvor vejen krydsede, og jeg glemte at se mig til venstre, og der kom faktisk en cyklist.
Yeah. And then the driving tester, the examiner, he just
yeah.
He just break the car.
Den motorsagkyndige, han trådte på bremsen.
And then I wondered what happened.
Og jeg tænkte, hvad skete der?
I looked left and I looked right.
Kiggede til venstre, kiggede til højre.
Yeah. And then he said you forgot to look left again.
Du glemte jo at kigge til venstre igen.
Yeah.
Han havde kun set en gang til venstre, en gang til højre, men ikke tilbage til venstre.
Yeah. So he said that we're going to take the shortest route back to the
Så nu kører vi den allerkorteste vej tilbage.
And I said, oh my god, then I'm supposed to. So when I went back home, I started to reflect on it, and then now every time I go to, when I was driving to Copenhagen to take my driving test, in my mind I was just playing all the movie or film of what everything that will go right that day.
Og jeg kom hjem, og så begyndte jeg at reflektere over det. Og så begyndte jeg at se alle de der film, eller spille som en film om, hvordan det skulle gå, når det gik rigtigt.
So it's the same way, and these ideas I got from the first time when I went to the driving test, it was because my other students from the driving school, they were telling me, oh, the first time, sometimes you cannot pass, or it's always lucky when you pass the first time.
Nogle af de andre, der også skulle op til køreprøven, de trøstede mig lidt og sagde, at første gang, der kan man nemt dumpe. Det, man skal næsten være usædvanlig heldig for at bestå første gang.
But it's not true. It's just the way you have it in your mind that when you go to when you try something fast, then you'll actually pass.
Men det passer jo ikke. Det er hvordan du indstiller dine tanker på at gøre det. Så kan du godt bestå en køreprøve første gang.
Yeah, so that was just something that happened in my life, and then I just realized how powerful the ideas and thoughts that you plant in your mind, it's really powerful.
Og det på den måde ved det der skete i mit eget liv, så blev jeg opmærksom på hvor meget kraft der er i de tanker vi planter i vores sind.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So I want to say the mind has a very great influence on your body.
Dit sind har også meget stor indflydelse på din krop.
And I think everybody has once in a while had this like mind like body.
Og nogle af jer har sikkert oplevet det, at som sindet har det, sådan har kroppen det.
Everything starts from the mind, and then the body is just an instrument. It will just show what is inside the mind.
Fordi det der starter i sindet, det vil kroppen ligesom udstille og vise, hvad der foregår i sindet.
Because God Himself, as a spirit that started this world, He started with a thought, and we as the sons of God. We are also creating with our thoughts.
Fordi Gud, som har skabt hele verden, skabte det ud fra tanker, og vi har af hans børn, så vi skaber også med det vi tænker.
So this building standing here, this church, if you it was first in someone's thought before actually it was realized in this place.
Og den her bygning, som vi er i, den startede jo også i nogle menneskers tanker, inden det faktisk blev til sådan en bygning, at vi kan samles i.
And if it was not for the thoughts and the actions that that the person that started this church was involved in, maybe this place would just be another, maybe a business place or another place.
Og hvis ikke det havde været for de tanker Og de handlinger, som de mennesker gjorde, som startede stedet her, ja, så havde det her måske været en virksomhed eller noget helt andet.
And then I want to say like I say the mind, like you cannot see it, but you can only feel it. So the pains of them of the mind, when you are hurted in the mind, people cannot see it inwardly, but the manifestation that will happen in your outside your body, let's say like a scar or something like that, that one is easy to see.
Det der foregår i din sind, i dit sind, det kan andre jo ikke se udenpå. Men hvis du har ar eller andet, der er meget synligt i kroppen, så vil folk kunne se det.
So I want to give some examples of ways we can prepare our the soil. So like could I see the next, if you scroll it down? Yeah. So like that is the soil you want to prepare to grow the flowers or anything else you want.
Så her, der er sindet, det er den jord, du ligesom skal gøre klar for at kan have blomster eller hvad det nu er, du gerne vil dyrke i sindets have.
So prepare the soil. The first thing I recommend is first, like we have to live healthy life, like a healthy diet.
Så det første jeg vil anbefale, det er at vi lever af en sund kost.
Because if you are affected by unhealthy food or then your mind also, you like an example, if it's alcohol or drugs or foods that makes your body to overreact.
Fordi hvis du tager noget der er usundt, for eksempel hvis det er alkohol eller stoffer eller andet som får din krop til at reagere uheldigt, så påvirker det dig.
A good example is just when let's say for example now that I have the driving test and then you go and drink alcohol up to an extent where you cannot control the car, then you get involved in an accident or maybe overspeed and get your ticket,
for eksempel,
speeding ticket.
Selvom du har taget køreprøve og bestået, så hvis du går ind og drikker en masse alkohol og alligevel sætter dig ud, selvom du ikke er i stand til at køre bilen, så bliver du måske involveret i en ulykke og får en bøde for det, fordi du ikke var i stand til at køre.
So I just want you to ask your neighbor like an open question. How do you prepare the soil of your mind?
Så jeg vil gerne have, at du spørger den, du sidder ved siden af, sådan et åbent spørgsmål. Hvad gør du for at forberede dit sinds have? Det skal I spørge hinanden om.
Ja, okay. So the next one is to prepare the soil, the exercise. You exercise regularly, like you have to move a little bit.
Det næste jeg gerne vil anbefale jer for at forberede sindet, det er også at træne, altså at man regelmæssigt sørger for at få bevæget sig.
Because when God made us, he did not made us stiff. We have a lot of joints and we have to move, to run, to walk, ja, and jump.
For da Gud han skabte os, så han altså ikke skabt os stive. Vi har både muskler, og vi har led, og vi skal bevæge det, og bevæge os, så vi får gang i det.
Ja. Yeah. Enough sleep, you have to get enough sleep into.
Sørg for at få ordentligt med søvn. Det er vigtigt, at du får sovet godt.
Reduce stress. If anything stresses you, you're not preparing your soil well.
Og hvis du har stress, så skal du sørge for at prøve at dæmpe den stress, fordi det er ikke godt for dit sinds have.
Yeah. Another thing to activate yourself is try new things. Let's say an example, you can new challenges. You can traveled to a place you've never been, if like now I've just come to Silense, I should not spend all my years here in Silense. I should go to Skelskyo, I should go to other places and see how beautiful they are.
En udfordring kunne for eksempel være at prøve noget, du ikke har prøvet før. Det kan være at tage hen til et sted, hvor du ikke har været før. Hvis du nu er vant til at tage til Slagelse, så prøv at tage til Skelskør og se, hvor pænt der er der.
So that's in that way your life looks like an adventure. It's not just like day to day you are adventurous.
Så på den måde så kan du gøre livet til et eventyr, så det ikke bare bliver sådan en trummerum.
So right now we have prepared the soil.
Nu har vi fået forberedt jorden.
And now you want to plant the seeds.
Nu vil du gerne plante noget eller så noget.
And then you have to plant the right seeds.
Og så er det jo vigtigt at du sår det rigtige.
So to plant the right seeds, start with them. Like if you don't have you should have a life vision, a mission, and goals and strategies to your life. It's just like the farmers when they want to plant a plant, they have an example of what quantity they want of the seed and how much produce they expect and the goals they have in that planting season.
Så det er vigtigt, at man har en vision for, hvad er det, der skal ske, en mission og nogle mål for, hvordan kommer jeg derhen. Ligesom når landmanden han vil så noget bestemt, så har han en plan for, hvordan han gør det, og hvor meget, at den skal, hvor meget det skal give af udbytte.
Yeah. Be proud of yourself by feeling good in your own way or in your own skin.
Vær tilfreds med dig selv. Vær god ved dig selv.
Every time in the evening or when you have time, be brainstorming or thinking about new ideas about your life.
Og når du sådan har tid om aftenen eller hvornår det nu er, så prøv lige at få nogle ideer om, hvor skal du egentlig hen nu? Hvad skal der ske?
Yeah. See only positive things in others. When you look at your colleagues, could be at work or here in church, see only the positive and what you can learn from them.
Når du ser på andre mennesker, det kan være på arbejde eller her i kirken, så se efter det positive, det du kan lære noget af.
And then be grateful every day for what God has given you.
Og vær taknemmelig hver eneste dag for alt det Gud har givet dig.
And an example of how I do it is I have a notebook. Every day I have to write at least 10 things that I'm grateful for that day.
Jeg gør det på den måde. Jeg har sådan en notesbog, og hver dag så skriver jeg ned i hvert fald 10 ting, som jeg er taknemmelig for.
Yeah. Sometimes I find it difficult because my mind is telling me, oh, today nothing big has really happened to you, or maybe you've not had a surprise, or maybe it's you've got a gift or something like that. But every small thing that if you can't find anything to be grateful for that day, just be grateful that you are alive that day.
Nogle gange kan det selvfølgelig være svært. Nogle gange tænker jeg, at der er ikke sket noget særligt i dag, og der er ikke nogen sådan store overraskelser. Men alle små ting tæller, og hvis du simpelthen ikke kan finde nogen ting, så kan du i hvert fald være taknemmelig for, at du lever.
An example is when I went to that driving test, and that day when I failed, and then I was coming home. Now I was thinking like, what am I going to be grateful for? When I prayed to God to give me so that I can pass, but now should I just write that I'm just grateful that even if you prayed to God and you didn't receive you receive it, I wrote it in my book like today I passed my driving test.
Da jeg dumpede til køreprøven, så tænkte jeg jo meget, hvordan i alverden skal jeg nu være taknemmelig over det. Og selvom jeg ikke altid får hvad jeg beder om, så kan jeg godt takke for det.
Because when you say that to your mind, so the mind gets like you giving it a challenge that you actually passed. So like you're telling yourself you passed. So your mind is going to work hard to make sure that that thing actually is a reality.
Fordi hvis du hvis du siger til dig selv at du klarede den, så vil din sind også arbejde på at du kan klare det.
So and one of the other ways is like you're making some affirmations using referring to yourself like I am. So if it's I'm always making my money, I'm always happy, I'm always things are always happening to my life, I'm always loving, and so when you're speaking those things into your mind, it's like you're feeding the soil.
Du kan godt gøde jorden på den måde du taler til dig selv med at sige, jamen jeg er lykkelig, jeg klarer det godt og så videre. At den måde du gøder den jord på, som du skal plante i.
Yeah. And then you can also do it by learning and learning constantly. And that one is through an example like just Cynthia shown us. You get all the wisdom from the Bible.
Du kan også gøre noget ved at lære hele tiden. Og Cynthia, hun viste os før, hvordan man putter noget godt i jorden, ikke? Ved at vise Bibelen. Bibelen, der kan du lære alt den visdom, du har brug for.
Yeah. And then another thing I wanted to say is the more you plant into the soil of your mind, the more you are going to reap.
Så vil jeg også sige til jer, at jo mere du sår i dit sind, jo mere kommer du til at høste.
Yeah. And it will happen both ways, negative or positive.
Og det virker både ved det negative og ved det positive.
Yeah. So if you plant luck into your mind, expect to reap more luck.
Så hvis du planter held i dit sind, så forvent at du også vil høste mere held.
And just the way we were saying double, so it will come in doubles.
Så når vi sang den der med double up, så vil det også komme dobbelt op.
So misery is going to, if you are thinking misery, so more misery is going to flow into you.
Men hvis du sår elendighed, så vil der også komme mere elendighed.
If you saw happiness, abundance, love, everything in the world and the universe will be drawn to you.
Så hvis du så lykke og kærlighed, jamen så vil det også være det du får mere af.
And it will come in doubles.
Det kommer også dobbelt op.
And we were saying the house you'll get like double if it's if you are living in a 100 meter square, then it will come 200 and even more.
Så hvis du bor på 100 kvadratmeter, så du er taknemmelig for huset, jamen så får du 200 kvadratmeter.
If you are driving a small car, then expect a bigger room.
Kører du i en lille bil, så forvent en større.
Yeah. And then we are living in a world like a society and a community. We are not here alone. We are living like with other people.
Vi lever jo ikke alene. Vi lever i et samfund med en masse andre.
So be watchful of your environment so that they don't, it's not only you planting the seeds into the soil yourself. The way you see like after a planting season and then the crops harvested and then the land is left bare.
Når du nu lever i et samfund, så skal du også være opmærksom på, hvad der sker omkring dig på dine omgivelser. Og det er jo ikke bare det, du sår i jorden. Når vi ser ud over markerne, så er der sået, og så på et tidspunkt bliver der høstet, og så bliver jorden efterladt helt bar.
Yeah. So the stand of this of the soil or the field will not remain that way. Other plants which they'll just come from nowhere, that means the surrounding will come and start growing into that soil.
Og hvis jorden bare ligger bare hen, så kommer der jo frø andre steder fra, fra omgivelserne. Det bliver ikke ved med at ligge bare, så kommer der noget andet i, som vokser op.
So that means if you don't take an active role into planting, preparing your the soil and planting the right seeds into your mind, the environment will plant the seeds that you don't want, whether you like it or not.
Så hvis ikke du er aktiv med, hvad du planter i dit sind, så vil omgivelserne begynde at plante det, som du ikke har lyst til at få plantet i dit sind.
So if and that is the way we relate with the other people. One of the ways the world is using to plant the wrong seeds is through the media.
En måde, som når vi lever imellem en masse andre, at man planter noget på, det er igennem medierne.
So they are giving us the wrong content in the news, in the TV. They're always feeding us anxiety, something is happening, war or hunger and everything.
Når vi ser nyheder på TV, så bliver vi fodret med ængstelse over krig og alt mulige ulykker, der sker alle vejene.
So I'm saying, if you can avoid to see TV, then I'll recommend that.
Så jeg vil anbefale, hvis du kan lade være med at se fjernsyn og gøre det.
Only the wrong media. If you are seeing TV, choose the right channels.
Og hvis du skal se TV, så vælg de rigtige kanaler.
So you should not choose like before. I was so much excited with watching these criminal series, Criminal Minds, all these thriller or zombies. So it was I was feeling like excited. You see all these hunting, shooting and everything. I didn't really know that these things, they are just slipping into the soul of my mind every time.
Førhen, der synes jeg, det var meget spændende at se krimier og alt det der med jagt og skyde efter folk. Og jeg var ikke opmærksom på, hvad det fodrede mit sind med.
So they were just depositing all this hatred, because in those films you see them hatred, and when you are sitting there in front of the TV, your mind is just relaxed. Nothing is distracting you. So all those information is just slipping like easily. It's like just a soil, nothing is distracting.
Og jeg var ikke opmærksom på alt det had og sådan noget. Når man sidder afslappet foran fjernsynet, så er man åben for alt bare kan komme ind.
So everything that you get from the media, it has to be positive, positive music, positive films, positive a lot of positive information into your mind, so that you get you prepare. Your soil is prepared, like we said in the first place, but now you are planting the right seeds.
Så det du skal sørge for at finde, når du skal finde noget på medierne, det er noget, der kan være positivt og opbyggende, sådan så når din jord er gjort klar, at der også bliver sået det rigtige.
Another way I would also recommend, if someone maybe in the church is you know that you have really grown up spiritually, and you see like someone is not so much grown up spiritually, or is one or two issues, you offer yourself to be a mentor.
Noget andet du også kan gøre, det er, hvis du er en moden kristen åndeligt set, og du ser en, som måske ikke er så langt, og som gør noget, der ikke er godt for vedkommende, så tilbyd dig som mentor.
Yeah, so I like to see people mentoring each other in the church.
Jeg kunne godt tænke mig at se, at mennesker, de var mentor over for hinanden i kirken og hjalp hinanden.
Yeah. So like let's say if I take an example, Arno to be my mentor.
For eksempel at Arno, han kunne være min mentor, so for at tage et eksempel.
Yeah. So once in a while or regularly we call each other and share the God's word, how is life going on? With every section of your life.
Så en gang imellem så snakker vi sammen, og så fortæller jeg, hvordan det går i mit liv, alle dele af mit liv.
Yeah. And then you'll find like it would be a healthy way. If God has blessed you in a way, spiritually, so it's your responsibility to mentor someone. It could be through a fellowship, or you can also do it one on one.
Så når der er den her mulighed for, at du måske kunne være mentor, så kan det enten være i et fællesskab, eller også bare en til en.
So that is one thing maybe I also recommend in the church.
Det vil jeg også anbefale her i kirken.
And I hope Arno you accepted my request.
Og jeg håber Arno, at du er med på, at jeg gerne vil være din mentee.
So the other thing is about the negative seeds that you could plant into your mind. I want to talk about that.
Jeg vil også godt tale lidt om de negative frø, som du måske får sået i dit sind.
One of the ways is limiting how much accomplishment you can have in your life.
Noget er, at du begrænser dig selv i, hvor meget du egentlig kan nå.
So if let's say you are, I can take an example of or earning certain amount of money, then you cannot think higher than earning, let's say, $1 million in a year.
Hvis jeg skal lave et eksempel med penge, for eksempel, så kan jeg sige, at jeg har en begrænsning, der siger, at jeg kan ikke tjene mere end 1 million om året.
So when you do that, maybe you're not if you're not saying it aloud, then maybe you are doing it inside your mind. So you are planting those seeds into your soil. So don't expect to get double because you are planting lower.
Og hvis du det behøver ikke at være, at du sådan siger det højt, men hvis du har plantet det i dit sind, så får du ikke dobbelt, men så får du bare lavere.
Another negative seed is comparing yourself to others or feeling jealous of others' accomplishments.
Et andet dårligt frø, det er, hvis du hele tiden sammenligner dig med andre, eller
jealous.
Eller hvis du er misundelig på andre.
Another thing is fantasizing revenge or a misfortune to another person.
Eller hvis du forestiller dig, at du vil have hævn over et menneske, eller at der skal ske et andet menneske en ulykke.
I remember an example for myself. There was one time I was living like in a collegium.
På et tidspunkt, der boede jeg på kollegium.
And then someone, the neighbor, he did something wrong to me. I just put my clothes outside there, and then he came and took them out of the line. I was drying my clothes.
Oh, jeg havde hængt tøj til tørre udenfor, og så var der en af dem, der boede der også, som havde taget det ned eller smidt det ned. Yeah.
And then I knew that this person is he was Someone was what do you call it? Subletting him. He was not living. He was not the owner of the house, but he was living with someone.
No, han var ikke den der ejede huset, men han boede sammen med nogen.
Yeah, because he had a problem because he didn't have what do you call it? Residence permit.
Han havde ikke fået opholdstilladelse.
Yeah, yeah, and bought illegal.
Så han boede ulovligt.
So something came into my mind. I was thinking, oh, I just wish the police meet this person one day.
Så jeg ville sådan, jeg tænkte, bare nu politiet møder ham en dag.
Yeah, and then they send him back.
Og sender ham hjem igen.
And then something came into my mind. If you're wishing something bad to another person, you're actually wishing yourself.
Og så gik det op for mig, jamen hvis du ønsker noget dårligt for et andet menneske, så kan det også ramme dig selv.
So I completely changed that mind, and then I started to just saying I'm okay with what happened, but I still bless that person.
Så jeg ændrede det og sagde, det er ikke i orden det han har gjort, men jeg vil velsigne ham.
So it's just way if something negative comes into your mind, let's say an example of if it's at the end of the month and then you see like you have so many bills, maybe you not be able to pay, but something comes into your mind, oh, how am I going to pay? Just revise that thought immediately by just saying, God, you are my instant and everlasting supply, and my needs are met in divine order.
Hvis nu for eksempel det er slutningen af måneden, og du kan se, der er mange regninger, som er svære at betale, så i stedet for at tænke, åh nej, hvordan skal jeg klare alle de her regninger, så skal du tænke, Gud, han er min forsørger. Han er den, der møder mine behov.
Amen. Another thing is like drowning yourself in self-pity and a victim mindset. You think like, oh, I'm a victim. Everything bad is happening to me. Is maybe it's because you're planting the wrong seeds. Like we said, you are attracting those same things. So just change your mind.
En anden ting, det er, hvis du drukner dig selv i selvmedlidenhed og offermentalitet, så du, nej, alt dårligt sker med mig, og det er alle de andres skyld og sådan noget. Det er ikke det rigtige at tænke. Det er ikke godt for dig.
And then the other thing is don't be over perfectionist. There's always time to improve over and over. One example is Arno just loaned me a guitar.
Og også noget med at du skal ikke forvente at du er perfekt, men du skal øve dig. Arno har lånt mig en guitar.
Yeah. And then the first time I was playing the guitar, I was just saying, oh, this is just how am I going to be? My fingers are hurting, and maybe I won't be able to do it.
Og første gang jeg prøvede at sige, nej, det kan jeg ikke, og hvordan i alverden skal jeg kunne klare det med fingrene, og ej, det går ikke.
Then I just said that every day I'll be setting, even if it is 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just to play it, and I don't worry about how it sounds, just have fun.
Så sagde jeg til mig selv, nej, hver dag, så vil jeg spille bare 5-10 minutter, og jeg er ligeglad med, hvordan det lyder, men jeg skal øve mig.
Yeah. And now, after 3 weeks, when I come home, the first thing I want to hold is that guitar.
Så nu efter 3 uger, det første jeg har lyst til, når jeg kommer hjem, det er at tage fat i gitaren.
Because I'm getting better and my fingers are not hurting anymore. I just flow with the rhythm.
Fordi det går altså bedre, og jeg har ikke ondt i fingrene mere, og nu har jeg så mere gang i rytmen.
Yeah. So there's always room to improvement. If you have grown the wrong seeds, or maybe you've not prepared your mind well, and you got the fruits which you didn't expect, there's always another planting season.
Der er altid mulighed for forbedring. Hvis du har plantet noget forkert, eller du har måske ikke spist det rigtigt, eller sådan noget, så husk, der kommer endnu en såtid, så du kan gøre noget ved det.
So like we plant into the our soil with our thoughts, which are what we think about, both the thoughts we are aware of and those ones we are not aware of.
Og vi planter jo med tanker, både de tanker vi er klar over og dem vi ikke er klar over.
And with those thoughts that you have, they are the ones which are going to direct which actions you are going to take.
Og de tanker du har, det er også dem der vil styre hvilke handlinger du gør.
So that means what I'm saying, it's not just enough to think positive thoughts, to say, oh, I'm rich, I'm improving, or I'm loved. You have to make some actions with what actually the love, then you're going to receive more love.
Det er ikke nok bare at tænke det rigtige. Du må også omsætte det i handling. Altså hvis du tænker om på kærligheden, så må du også give den kærlighed for at modtage kærlighed.
So one of the ways I do an example from my life, like the way I said, when I see the bills are coming, maybe have electricity bills, house rent, and then that month, oh, I see that it's too much to, maybe I won't be able. I think positive thoughts with them. I know, I say, God, you are my provider and my bills are going to be paid in divine honor. But I take actions by maybe calling the company or calling the landlord and explain to him that your situation. That is like taking action.
Og hvis for eksempel jeg kan se, at regningerne de hober sig op, og det er svært at betale huslejen, så det er ikke nok at tænke positive tanker om, at jeg skal nok klare at betale husleje. Jeg må også handle på det. For eksempel kontakte verden og forklare ham situationen, og så begynde at finde ud af, hvordan kan jeg så få betalt det.
And the way it works is that when you've planted that seeds into your mind, don't worry about how it's going to happen. It is God's work to connect you with the people, if it's a bank or if it's a friend that is going to lend you money. It is the work of God. Now it is not your work after you've asked.
Så når først du har talt med Gud om det, så skal du ikke bekymre dig om, hvordan det vil ske, fordi så skal du overlade det til Gud at give dig de rigtige forbindelser, en ven eller banken, eller hvordan det nu skal lade sig gøre, så du kommer til at kan klare det.
I remember one example, the last example I'm going to give. There was one time, it was a December month, and I was to pay my school fees. It was just 2 weeks to pay my school fees, about 40,000 Danish kroner.
Og det var et eksempel fra december, hvor jeg skulle betale skolepenge, og det var bare 2 uger til, at jeg skulle betale dem, og det var, how much?
4,000
kroner.
And then I was wondering, but because I had learned about this preparing your mind, then I was just think positive and just saying that the God is opening ways to me in unexpected and unexpected ways. And then one day I was just opening my mobile phone on MobiBank, Nordea, and then I saw that Nordea is offering me a loan of 40,000. I wondered, how did that happen?
Og da jeg så havde overgivet det til Gud og ligesom tænkt, så vil Gud sørge for det, for han er den, der forsørger mig. Og han gør det jo på forskellige måder, nogle gange på forventede måder, nogle gange uforventede. Og på et tidspunkt åbnede jeg på mobilbanken og så, at Nordea havde givet mig et lån på 4,000 kroner.
Yeah. And then they were asking, they were telling that, they were saying that you can apply this. The first thing that came into my mind, or maybe they are going to ask me about also, of course, how much do I earn, how is your income, how much you spend. Then when I wrote to like a mob on chat on mobile on the mobile app, and then I asked them, did you really offer this loan to me? And then they said yes, and no conditions, you don't have to provide anything.
Og så tænkte jeg, det kan jo godt være, at jeg så skal gøre rede for, hvad jeg egentlig tjener, og hvordan jeg kan betale det tilbage. Og så kunne jeg chatte på mobilen med banken og spørge dem, er det virkelig sandt, at I tilbyder mig det her lån? Ja, ja, det er helt i orden, uden betingelser.
And then that, since that day when that thing happened, my faith really increased that God can do things happen to you in ways you expect and you don't expect.
Og det fik min tro styrket, fordi Gud han kan gøre ting på måder som du slet ikke havde forventet.
So I would like to finish by saying we prepare our minds just the way I've shown in the picture. So when you look at that picture, you know that it's your mind and you're planting the right seeds into your mind, and be expect to reap abundantly, and it is going to come in doubles, double.
Så det der er tanken her, det er at du forbereder dit sind og så planter du de gode ting, og så vil du også høste dobbelt op.
Yeah. And you can join a fellowship group. We just started one fellowship group. We go to Florence Place, and it's going really fine. We are really learning and improving our.
Og du kan også være med i en fællesskabsgruppe. Vi har startet en hjemme hos Florence, og vi lærer noget, og vi vokser i troen.
And you are welcome. We do it every Tuesday 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday 5 p.m.
Hver tirsdag om klokken 5 om eftermiddagen, og I er velkommen til at komme.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless you.
Må Gud velsigne jer.